You are now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
All I can think about right now is pizza.
That's because we ordered pizza for dinner, and I'm very excited about it.
So if the show sounds a little fading towards the end, it's because the pizza's either here, or the thought of the pizza has distracted me.
Yeah.
We got like three pizzas with three toppings each, and it's ridiculous and
awesome. They're medium pizzas.
Gina put anchovies on hers.
I put all black olives with half anchovies, I think.
You think you're listening to like the Food Network or something on here?
I've always wanted to try anchovies on pizza, and I never have. I've had anchovies before, just not on pizza.
I don't know about anchovies. I don't know about fish that are in little cans, and you open them up.
Well, sardines are in cans. You've had anchovies before.
They're
my dad's
right.
Given you anchovies.
But the name of the first band,
because,
you know, that's what we do here is music, not pizza, was Mental Implode out of Gothenburg, Sweden.
Out of what?
Gothenburg. I think I forgot the N.
I don't know.
The enunciation on the
O. I know it's in Sweden, but...
So, Mental Implode out of Sweden. The name of the track was Start a Fight. You can check them out at myspace.com/mentalimplode. I thought it was a good start to the show.
I enjoyed it.
There's one part of the song I didn't really like too much, but, you know.
It's alright.
99% of the song was solid.
99% of it's good, so.
It's better than I could ever do if I tried to pick up an instrument.
This is true.
Most likely. Or try to sing, it'd probably sound like a dying cat or...
What does this do?
Something dumb. They can't see what you're pointing at.
I know, but I'm asking you.
Oh, it's like a cutting thing. That's like this down here, I think, select it.
And you can cut it?
So Gina's asking about the software, and there's a pair of, like, scissors going between an audio wave image, and you can use it to cut and sample and move around parts of the thing.
Oh, okay, I get it.
So if you wanted to really have fun, we could just record you saying different words and sentences and then mix it up.
I got it.
That'd be something you would
do. Mad Libs.
It'd be like one of those digital Mad Libs, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We should just start recording Mad Libs and posting them up.
No.
Remember back in the WEXP college radio days, we would do Mad Libs on the show randomly?
Yeah, remember we could do anything we wanted because it was 2 hours long.
2 hours.
Do anything we wanted because we were on, like, college radio, but we could still do whatever almost because it was 2 hours and here we only have a half hour.
I don't even know how we filled up 2 hours sometimes. Because
we were able to play, like, underground music plus radio music.
Although when I went to that party the other night of, you know, my good friend Sandra, who I hadn't seen in like years, she introduced me to some of her friends.
Years? You make it sound like you're 80.
It was like 2 years ago. It was a long time to go without seeing one of your good friends. But anyway, she introduced me to some of her new friends by saying like, "Oh, this is Jared. He used to work at the radio station at college, and I used to think I was all cool because like I'd go up there and we could hang out there whenever we wanted and like do stuff." I was like, "Somebody thinks I'm cool." I was like, "That's fantastic."
Add them to the list.
Then
that one person.
Then, as always inevitable at parties, you know, later in the evening when everybody's either falling asleep or intoxicated, discussion always, at least one person brings up something about the music industry or music or which band's better, and inevitably you have people debating about that, which I
really? Is this at every party?
I would say most parties I've been to it devolves into that, and usually I'm not involved.
Yeah, I was going to say.
See, Gina wasn't at this party.
No, sorry. It was crazy. I was on a date that didn't involve Jared.
With Johnny Kong, a.k.a. Smiles.
Yeah.
Who needs to come back on the show because it's been too long for him. He did not. He's still alive and kicking, though.
I went to see The Dark Knight, which was awesome.
So Gina is apparently going to talk about The Dark Knight.
Yes, but I can't tell you a lot because one, Jared hasn't seen it, and two, other people might not have seen it. But.
And three, we need to make sure we spread out the show enough so we don't run out of stuff to talk
about. Yes, that's why I waited so that you could play another song and then I could talk about The Dark Knight later.
Even though somehow we used to fill 2 hours on college radio.
But we played more music and we had people visit all the time. And we had, like, tons and tons of music. We didn't have to worry about people downloading and all this crap, because we could play, like, MySpace music, we could play, like, Pure Volume music, we could play music they play on the radio, like, we could play whatever. Whatever we want, we could play. And so long as it didn't have cursing in it, and if it did, we could just bleep it out.
So we can play a band now?
Yes.
Alright. This next band is Unending, out of North Jersey. The name of the track is 4 Years. You can check them out at myspace.com/unendingmetal.
Well,
that last song was called 4 Years, and it was, I sound so monotone right now. It was by Unending, oh wait, it's just called Unending, right?
Unending, yes.
Okay. It's website. The band's called Unending, but the website's myspace.com/unendingmetal. There's Jared is dancing.
Do the crotch thrust.
At the bed. And they're from North Jersey. Do you know where in North Jersey?
North Jersey.
I only know two.
It's New Jersey. There's only Jersey. South Jersey and North Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody that. From New Jersey knows that.
I know that. I'm just saying. What part of North Jersey?
Oh, speaking of movies.
It's not that important.
I saw Hellboy 2.
Yeah, I wanted to see Hellboy 2. I told Jared I wanted to see 3 movies with him. Hellboy 2, Batman, and the X-Files. So he goes to see Hellboy 2 without me. So I figure just to spite Jared, I go to see Batman without him. So the only thing left is that we're going to go see the X-Files together.
But see, the X-Files movie's been like 8 years in the making and stuff. So it'll be good to say 6 years, I guess.
Yeah, so Jared ditched me. So I figured I'll ditch Jared.
Oddly enough, I found Hellboy 2 pretty good.
I kind of want to see Hellboy 2, kind of just because of the guy that... The guy that made Pan's Labyrinth helped on Hellboy 2, and, like, all the creatures and stuff were, like, awesomely put together, because the guy that made Pan's Labyrinth was awesome. But, yeah, I wanted to see Batman, or The Dark Knight, or whatever you want to call it. Mainly, well, one, because it looked good, and two, because Heath Ledger was in it. And then it was, like, weird seeing it afterwards, because... Like, Heath Ledger died, and he played such a creepy role. But it was a really good movie. It was, like, unnecessarily long, but it was a really good movie. Like, in an hour into the movie, I had to go to the bathroom really, really badly. I'm 5, so I couldn't hold it in for the rest of the movie, because the movie was 2.5 hours long. So I went to go pee, whatever, and then I had a voicemail, so I listened to my voicemail, I text my friend back, whatever. So I was gone for, like... I don't know how long. I was wandering around for a little bit. But, because we were sitting up really, really close, and all the camera angles was, like, making me dizzy. So I was like, alright, I need to not be in there. But I probably missed 10 or 15 minutes or something. But, like, those 10 or 15 minutes could be summed up in, like, 30 seconds. Like, that I missed. And I caught on really quickly when I came back anyway. So it wasn't even, like... It just seemed, like, unnecessarily long to me. It was straight 2.5 hours. But it was a really good movie. I liked the ending. And they left it open so that... Basically, they left it open so that they can make another one.
Of course. Well, I think it's technically, isn't it, a remake of, like,
they
another
just
one,
make,
but they
make They make,
different.
Like, a series of Batman series. Like, there's, like... The first Batman in, like, the 70s, and there's, like, the second Batman. Like,
but they repeat, right? Like, this one's a remake of the second Batman.
Being, like, Batman second is always, line. Like, everyone's like, oh, he ended up being Batman, and, like, Val Kilmer's known for, like, being Batman, and someone else. Who was the first Batman? Adam West? Yeah, he was the first Batman, and then, like, now it's Christian Bale, I think his name is.
Isn't Adam West on Family Guy as himself, as the mayor of Quahog?
Something like that.
It's weird.
But I remember, like, watching Batman when I was little, like, the real-life series, but it was only, like, a half hour, and he would, like, swing into the bank and save the day, and then, like, I found the animated series, like, a couple weeks ago and decided why not watch it, because I was gonna go see Batman, and it was just so funny seeing the difference between, like, the creepy-ass long-ass movie and then the little tiny short animated series where he, like,
wasn't
was
Batman on
around.
Scooby-Doo?
Wait. Oh, yeah, Batman and Robin were one of the Scooby-Doo movies. But so was Phyllis Diller, Harlem Globetrotters, Davy Jones, Abbott and Costello, a whole bunch of people.
See, now,
I'm a cartoon fan. I'm a loser.
If you see Hellboy. If you see Hellboy 2 and then I see Dark Knight, we can see which one was better in the comic book world. See, I'm a loser. I'd never heard of Hellboy before this movie.
Yeah, I definitely heard of Hellboy, but
it was
like
oddly
it's supposed to be like a funny movie, but in the credits it looked like in the trailers like it looks scary because of those like because of the Pan's Labyrinth creatures.
He's very like sarcastic. The character is very like sarcastic,
yeah,
and he's supposed to be real like brass and ballsy, and he has real cocky. He's like supposed to be real nice and has like a soft side. His relationship with his girlfriend's falling apart, you know.
There are certain parts in the Batman movie where, like, the entire theater was laughing. Or, like, there was one part, which I don't want to say, but there was one part where, like, something came by a total surprise, and the entire place just starts clapping like, yes, that was the greatest thing ever. I was like, that's awesome.
Hellboy had some of those moments where everybody was cracking
up. It was a lot of fun.
Up.
I really liked it.
I would assume The Dark Knight is probably better than Hellboy. Hellboy is a little cheesy at times.
I think so. But he has... Batman and, like...
But he was supposed to be, like, cheesy.
Batman has, like, more of a following. It's, like, a cult following. Whereas, like, Hellboy's just more of a comic thing. But, like, Batman's, like... But there was, like... Even I was cringing at certain parts, and there was, like, little kids there who were, like, 7 and 8 and, like, 12, and I was, like... We're watching this.
So did Heath Ledger do good in his performance?
Very.
A lot of people said you couldn't even tell it was, like, him.
Well, no, you really and, like, couldn't because he had his face painted the entire
time.
Well,
I don't mean that.
No, but and...
But, I mean, his acting.
Yeah,
apparently was
well,
good.
And his acting. But because he normally does, like, different movies than that, but, also, his voice seemed different. But also, same thing with whenever Batman was in his little, like, uniform or what have you, his voice sounded, like, electronic.
I probably did that on purpose, maybe. Maybe they
You know what I found, what I realized too? It's eerily similar to Spider-Man.
But?
Like, there was that one point where Batman had to choose between, like, the girl he loved and, like, this random guy. Kind of like in Spider-Man where you had to choose between Mary Jane and that bus full of kids on the bridge.
Depends who.
And, like, the girl who played, like, the one who was really, like, sort of in love with, basically. I don't know if it was the same person who played Mary Jane in Spider-Man, but it looked exactly like her, but, like, a little different, so I think it might have not been her. But it looked just like her, so it was so weird.
Well, Hellboy has a similar kind of plot, except slightly reversed, where Hellboy's girlfriend had to make a choice where, like, she could save him instantly with through this, like, wizard guy or whatever, but he warned her that if she did, later on, Hellboy would be the cause of, like, destruction of the Earth or something later in the line.
Oh, wow.
And a movie yet to be done. So she chooses or whatever.
I think we should play a new song.
We should, so.
Are you gonna point to that one?
Or that one.
I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Samadhi?
It's not OMD.
No.
Okay, I get it. Alright,
It's next band.
Sorry, I'm reading Jared's writing. This next band is Samadhi. It's S-A-M-A-D-H-I. And they're from Maryland, and their MySpace is Samadhi, MD. And does that say Inindescence? I thought it was Incandescence.
Inindescence?
Alright, so I'm just going to Inindescence.
Uh-huh.
They're from Bel Air, Maryland. And here we go.
I enjoy a decent pizza.
Yeah, during that song break, we decided it was time to eat pizza. The pizza came, and we ate some pizza.
It was good, yes.
Yes.
We tried anchovies on pizza for the first time.
Which is really not as good as I thought it would be.
It's like an explosion of, like, fishy flavor in your mouth.
Well, because I know what anchovies taste like, and, like, they're not that bad, but I guess when you put them on a pizza with, like, cheese and sauce, they don't really mix well. Not that it was bad, but I know now not to do it again.
I'm just excited because now I have, like, half a pizza left over for, like, a snack later, or, like, breakfast tomorrow and lunch tomorrow and stuff.
Good times.
My tummy kind of hurts, though. I don't know why.
Probably because you're just down.
My tummy hurts.
A bunch of pizza?
I can say my stomach hurts. My intestines hurt.
No, but you said tummy because you're
said
a little
tummy.
Cute
face. Jared, belly. Jared, my belly hurts.
Jared's a little cute face, but he doesn't want to admit it.
That's lame.
You left me.
I need like a metal term for belly.
Stomach?
Iron food vault.
Ew. I can't believe you just said that.
Iron food vault. Where food stuff go.
Yeah.
Just shove it down.
Stop
there.
Stop moving. You're giving me motion sickness.
Yeah, I'm giving you a motion sickness.
Motion sickness.
And Gina's picking her nails at this point.
I got, like, crap in them.
I got crap in them. You took a crap in your nails?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm excited about the potential of this thing.
What?
That car sharing thing I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Talk about your car sharing.
I don't really care that much.
Okay, then don't talk about your car sharing.
So Gina and I are talking about how if you live in Philly, you can, like, there's all these cars that this nonprofit organization owns, and you essentially rent them, reserve them and rent them and pay by the hour. And you get, like, free gas and insurance, and all you need is a license. And essentially, it gives you access to, like, hundreds of cars all over the city at any time. And I'm excited because they made it really cheap now, so I might actually do it because I like doing stuff.
It's pretty cool, actually. And you can always tell because they have, like, a little key on the side of the door. Like, a logo key with, like, Philly Car Share. And everyone's like, hey, Philly Car Share.
How weird is this? You don't unlock the cars with keys or anything. You use, like, a little electronic fob and you, whatever it's called, you hold it over the windshield. And the car, like, unlocks and turns on or something.
That's so cool.
Part of me just wants to try so I can, like, go downtown and get, like, a
That's
BMW.
That's probably so, like, you can't just hotwire the car and go run away with it.
So if you're in Philly, I'd say check it out. But, yeah, I'm about to. You know, I'm poor. But I could, you know. I don't know, it's probably cheaper than owning a car in the city. But we're getting off topic, aren't we?
This is true.
What were we talking about before the pizza? See, the pizza, like, distracted
Dark Knight, I think.
Why are you typing?
Because I want to see. Are you sure we didn't play this band before?
Which one? No, you're thinking of Err.
No.
There's another band we played in Red Phase of Black that was called Err.
Well, no, that's not the band I was thinking of.
I like how our talking slowed down a little bit after we ate.
Yeah, I know.
Like, stuffed our faces with pizza, and now, like,
yeah, now I'm like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep.
Like this. Pizza nap.
I don't know. That was my dinner. I was very excited about my dinner.
Apparently we were all excited till we ate it, and now we're like,
Well, because I ate, edamame for lunch.
You hear edamame. Nobody eats edamame.
Everyone eats edamame.
Ask them, do they eat edamame?
You eat edamame, guys? I ate edamame, and I had a Rice Krispie treat.
It's like a little kid.
Which was so sweet, I couldn't handle it. So then I ate some edamame.
Somebody said sweet, and
edamame.
I thought of this.
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
This thing I saw. I don't know what it was. It was like a billboard for, like, an alcoholic beverage geared towards people who like to think like vampires.
Huh?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Oh,
okay. It was like this alcohol advertisement for this, like, blood red colored, like, vodka or something, or rum or whatever. And it's like, tagline was like, because drinking blood is so out of date. I was like, it makes, like, no sense.
Who was it?
I forget the name of the company, but it was just weird. It was like a vampire or something.
Well, that's the most vague representation ever.
I know,
ever.
But it is a city, so I suppose, you know.
What's a city?
It was in the city.
Oh, in the city.
In Philadelphia.
Oh.
So, I don't know. If you guys know what the hell we're talking about, let us know, because I have no clue.
I've never seen
I don't know how selling
an
alcohol to vampires that don't exist is profitable.
Well, I never
Perhaps heard. It is.
So, would you like to play this band?
Do we have? Is it time to? Yes, it is time to.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I
want
to go pass
doing.
Out in like a pizza coma now. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us talk about movies and our pizza. And, of course, all the awesome bands.
This last band is called Arinder. And their MySpace is ERRANDER. And they're from the UK. And this song is called Kill the Anticipation.
Thanks for listening.
There you go.